Good morning, magician. Good afternoon. Good evening. I hope you have or had an amazing day, depending on when you're tuning in with us. You know, I want to start by thanking you for gracing me with your ever so graceful presence this morning for me. I was ready for today yesterday. I was ready for this moment. I was driving and I was listening to something. Something that they said really, really resonated for me. I think I was listening to a podcast. I have no idea what I was listening to, but he said, sometimes we are the very thing that holds us back because we choose not to let go. And that hit so deep for me. In that very moment, it was like my life had flashed before my eyes, but I wasn't in like a life or death situation. It was just that shit hit deep. And it really got me thinking. And that's been me my entire life. Instead of choosing to face things head on, to sit with the things that make me feel uncomfortable, instead of sitting with the hurt and healing from that hurt, I held on to it. I held on to it. Because I was avoiding it and I didn't want to face it, I held on to it. Not allowing myself to let go. Unable to let go. Unwilling, I should say, because I was perfectly able, but I was unwilling. And it got me thinking, like, what if I had just healed the very first time? The very first time, because a lot of the things for me were just cycles. They were karmic cycles with people or jobs, friendships. It was just like, it was the same thing over and over and over and over again, just in a different boy or in a different friend, in a different job, but it always came over and over and over again. And in that moment, I was thinking, like, had I just learned from the very first time, from the very first person that broke my heart, from the very first time I realized that jobs were not for me, for the very first time I realized that friendships mean more to me than others. I care about the way that I communicate and the way that I talk. And I'm not going to say that I was a perfect friend, because I wasn't. But I knew deep down inside that a lot of the connections, pretty much majority of the connections were not really resonating with me, but I didn't want to be alone. So why not? But had I just healed the first time, maybe I wouldn't have been alone, because I would have healed and I would have been operating out of a place of love and attracting my blessings. I would have room. I would have had room had I healed the first time. I would have had room for new things to flow in. But because I was holding on to past hurts, current hurts, and just hurt, and just holding on to so much stuff, I had no space. I had no room for new things to come in. I had no space. And I would pray before my awakening really happened. I would pray, but I had no idea who I was praying to. I would always say that I'm like, look, I don't know if God's real. I don't know if anybody's even listening to me. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I didn't really have belief, but I was just like, shit, let me just try it because people say it works. But I never really stuck with it, because I was like, I need some physical help. You know, I need some physical advice. I need some shit and I can see. But now I don't have to see anything. I just know, I feel it. I trust, I believe in my heart that I'm always heard, I'm never alone, because that is the truth after all. someone was listening for me back then. I just didn't know. I just didn't know. Like a lot of my life, I just didn't know. But that moment just really had me thinking back, like, you know, what if? And I wasn't sad, you know, I didn't start beating up on myself. It was just like, dang, had I just done it the first time and let it go, things probably would have been completely different. But I was okay with the choices that I made. I'm okay with the choices that I made. I forgive myself. And I'm so thankful for my journey because it's a part of my journey. I had to go through that experience so that it would lead me right here to this moment with you, telling you, because I went through it. You don't have to. Let it go. Let it go. Because holding on is only going to fill up space and stop your blessings from flowing in. I've really come to learn that we actually don't have to chase. We literally attract. We don't have to chase, because what is meant for us will always be for us. And if it didn't work out, that means it was never meant for us. All you have to do is do your part, and that is surrender. And I'm not saying like give up, but it's just accept things for what they are. Accept things for what it is. It is what it is. Simple. Trust that you will be shown the best path forward. Trust that you are guided and you are loved and you are protected. Trust that you don't have to go through this alone, because you don't. You don't go through anything alone. Even if you don't pray, there's still beautiful angels watching over you every day, and they're there for you. And if you need some help letting it all go, tell them. Just say it. Just say it. Whatever you need to let go of, if it's a person, if it's a job, if it's a friendship, a situationship, whatever it is that you need to let go of, say it out loud and ask for help. Ask for help. And you don't have to ask physical people. If you don't feel like there's anyone in your life that truly understands and can help you, turn to something greater. Turn to something greater, because that love, that strength, oh, that's gonna fill you up with something you have never felt before. No love is going to be able to match the connection that you can form with spirit and in turn with yourself. That love is the most beautiful love right there. Those two, that self-love and the love of spirit, of source, of your angels, of your guides, of God, of Gaia, whatever works for you. That love is the greatest love to feel. And they're here for you to help you let it all go, because I'm telling you, when you let it go, it feels so good. You literally just attract everything that you want. It's like you say it, you think about it, you journal it, whatever, and it just comes to you. It just comes to you. It may not come tomorrow or the day after that, but trust that it's going to come to you, because what is meant for you will always be for you. It will always be for you. And sometimes we are the very thing slowing us down from those things reaching us. I don't like to put a lot of emphasis on time, because things happen when they're supposed to, but we can delay the process by holding on to things that we have no business carrying. No business carrying. Because no matter how much we suppress emotions, suppress the things that we feel, emotions demand to be felt. And they're going to come up however, whenever. You could be upset about something happening at work, and instead of just letting it go and not taking it personally, you're holding on tight to it, grip tight, and now you take it home and your vibe is off, your energy's weird, and your partner's asking you what's going on. They know that something's off, they know something's up, and they love you and they care, and so they want to be there, and they're trying to be there, and then you snap on them. And that anger wasn't even directed towards them. That was, you're mad at something that happened at work, but you brought it home and you gave it to someone that doesn't deserve it. And now you have an even bigger problem on your hand. Because no one wants to upset their partner, especially when it's not even their fault. And so now you've just lashed out at your partner and you've hurt their feelings. And you just turned a really nice evening into something you gotta clean up now. Because you held on to those emotions. And then you spill them over onto someone who didn't deserve it. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. Whether it is something like having a bad day at work or letting go of that heartbreak that happened 5 years ago. 3 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, whenever, you have to let it go. Because if it didn't work, it wasn't meant to. It wasn't meant to. And if you had a bad day, we all have them. Not every day is perfect. Not every day is going to be perfect. There's really no perfect day. Things are meant to flow, you know, constantly keep going. And that's just what's happening with the days. And they're not always the best. But we can still choose to be the best version of ourselves, even in that not so good day. Instead of taking that anger home from work, leaving work, you know, getting in the car and just like, I had a bad day at work. But I didn't have a bad day at home. I'm not taking this energy home. I'm not bringing this energy, this vibe. I'm not bringing this attitude home because it happened at work and I need to let it go. I need to leave it here and deal with it tomorrow. Or if it's not even that important, I just need to let it go altogether. Just let it go. Because even if you make it home and you don't lash out on your partner, that emotion is still there. That situation is still there. And you need to process it and let it go. But because you are choosing to suppress it, you're probably going to let yourself do it again and again and again and again after. Until you get to that point where you are boiling over now and you're lashing out at whoever, whenever, about whatever. Because there's all these emotions festering inside of you that you have pushed down instead of simply just letting go. We are not meant to hold on to things. We are not meant to hold on to things. We're not. If it doesn't want to stay, you must release it. If it's not good for you, you must release it. Even physical possessions. I used to be one of those people that had just a bunch of stuff in their space that was serving no purpose. I hadn't used in forever. They were just of no value to me, but that doesn't mean they couldn't have been of value to someone else. I'm holding on to all of these things that I'm not using when something I have may be the very thing that someone else is praying for, or that something that they need. And here I am just holding on to it because I bought it 5 years ago and I don't want to let go. Whatever. Crazy. It's taking up space. Creating just cluster. Creating just a mess because it's not even being used. It's just here, taking up space. When it could be somewhere else actually being used or whatever, you know, apply it to you how it is. It's just we are not meant to hold on to things. Not even people. Not situations, because if we have to hold on to them, that means at any moment it can slip right through our fingers. It's barely in our grip anyway. If we have to hold on to it, if it's meant for us, it is meant for us, and it will be there. It will be there. It will stay because it's meant for you, whether it's meant for you in that moment, in that phase, or for a lifetime. But what is meant for you will be there. And things that are not should just flow out so that new things can flow in, so that things that are meant for you can flow in. But if you don't have that space because you're holding on to a bunch of stuff, that new, those blessings, they have no room to come in. They don't have any space. You have to make space by just letting things go, allowing things to flow. Emotions come and go. When those uncomfortable thoughts or those uncomfortable moments, a not so great memory comes up, because it makes us feel uncomfortable or scared or, you know, vulnerable, we choose not to feel it. We choose not to see it. We choose not to allow that memory to come through. We're suppressing it down. But why? It came up for a reason. Sit with it. See what comes of it. Maybe there's a message for you in there. Something you've been asking yourself. Something you've been questioning yourself about. And the answer was right there. But because it made you a little uncomfortable, because it made you feel vulnerable, you didn't want to feel it. You didn't want to allow it to come through. But why? It's you. Are you not able to be honest with yourself? Are you not able to be open and vulnerable with yourself? Because it's only you right there in that moment. There's no one around that can judge you. There's no one around that can say anything, that can give any commentary. There's no one but you inside of your mind. Are you afraid that you're going to judge yourself? Are you afraid that you're going to look at yourself differently? Like, what is it in that moment that's keeping you afraid from feeling what needs to be felt? And if it's because you're the fear of judgment, don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself. You are enough. You're good as you are. The decisions you've made are just decisions you've made. Forgive yourself. You deserve the relationship with yourself where you can be vulnerable and you can be honest and you can be open. If you can't give that to yourself, you definitely can't expect others to give it to you, because you don't even know what it looks like, because you don't do it for yourself. Take those moments to really check yourself. I have to check myself all the time. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I have things that come up and I'm like, ugh, cringe. But when I have that moment, it's like, oh, why am I cringing? Like, who was there? What happened? What was said? What happened in that moment? Take me back there. And when you just allow yourself to feel it, to sit with that emotion that's coming up, you've done your part. Now it's just going to flow. It's going to flow out of you. It's gone. But if you suppress it, it's going to be there. So it's going to come up again and again and again and again. And you're going to have to suppress it again and again and again and again. And then it's going to get to a point where you can't suppress it anymore. And you have to feel it, because emotions demand to be felt. Whether we do it now or we do it later. Why not just do it in the now, so we can save all that time and energy in between? Time and energy are so precious. So, so precious. I don't like to put a lot of emphasis on time, but it's precious. That's one thing I would say. It is precious because it's something that we cannot get back. It is something that we cannot change. And it is something that we should not take seriously. for granted. Do it now. Just do it now. Save all of that in between, because those in-betweens could be filled with something much more greater, something that actually brings you joy, that makes you smile, that makes you happy. It could be filled with new, beautiful learning experiences, connections, like anything could happen if we just allow space for new things to come in. Don't hold on. Let it go. And I know that's so much easier said than done, but it's possible. I'm living proof. It's very possible. It's a journey, but it's a beautiful journey. It's a beautiful thing to be in control of your emotions, to be in control of your moments. I used to let the smallest thing ruin my day. The smallest thing could happen and my entire day is ruined because I'm focused and I'm holding on to that small thing that happened. And now I'm missing all of these moments happening around me because I'm angry about something that happened 6 hours ago. That was such a anxiety-driven life. It was a lot of chaos. But now something can happen and I'm just like, whatever, it's not even worth my energy. It takes a lot of energy to be mad and angry, and then in turn you're tired. So now you're mad, you're angry, and you're tired because you're using all of your energy to be mad and be angry, because we are love. We are made of love. That is just the natural energy that should come from us. But because we hold on to things, some of us never healing from them, we're spewing out something much different than love. Hatred, anger, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, and so much more. When in reality, we could all just be spewing love and making this a much better place for everyone to live and exist, to coexist together. If we just let it go, let it go. There's so much that we need to let go of as people, and so much we need to let go of as a society as a whole. That's a whole nother episode. Just let it go. Let it go. There's no sense in holding on to it. The only thing that holding on is doing for you is blocking you from amazing blessings trying to flow into you. Amazing blessings trying to flow into your life. I definitely choose blessings over stressing. Let me say that again. I choose blessings over stressing. Let it go.